building a company from nothing is freaking hard. Us entrepreneurs are expected to deal with unimaginable challenges and somehow keep a cool head through it all. This is The Art of Entrepreneurship, and I'm your host, Jackie Hermes. I grew my company, Excelity, from 0 to 7 figures with no partners and no funding. The Art of Entrepreneurship is a show where we cut through the BS and dig into what it actually takes to start and grow a company. If you give me your time, I promise it won't be wasted. Now let's get to work.
Hello and happy Friday. Happy Thanksgiving to those of you who celebrated and stuffed yourselves full of turkey and whatever else you were eating yesterday. And actually, shout out to my husband because yesterday was our 1 year wedding anniversary. And I love you so much. Thanks for putting up with me. Anyway, today I'm going to tell you the story of the time someone told me I'm a bad mom because of my goals. Preview, there's a story. But I want to talk about this because people often think that being a good parent and being successful are mutually exclusive for some reason, and they absolutely are not. It's as if one person cannot work hard and even put a lot of hours into their careers and still be a good parent at the same time. Clearly, I do not think that is true. Being a good parent is not about the hours that you log sitting next to your kid watching TV or yelling at them to clean up their room or the number of times you even take them to the park or anything like that. To me, being a good parent is really about the quality time that you spend with your kids and being there when they need you. There's a short story on this topic that has really stuck in my head for almost 10 years, which is crazy. So I wanted to tell it to you today because I think that there are a lot of people out there that will relate. Almost 10 years ago, I was on a trip with some of my friends from college without my baby. I remember I was already feeling very, very guilty at that time, and I wanted to go home. It was my first kid. And I hated being away from him, but I was forcing myself to take some time for myself and to see my friends and have some fun. We were at my friend's house in Minneapolis having a couple of cocktails, and I was talking about my business and what I've been up to and who knows what story I was telling. And a friend of mine at the time, or a woman, I guess, who I thought was a friend of mine, kind of out of the blue said, "Some mother you are." I was very unhappy. She followed up with something like, "Haha, just kidding." But the damage was absolutely done. And pro tip, saying you're kidding after an insult does not erase the insult. And often, I think it's true when people say stuff like that and they're just trying to curb it to make themselves feel better in the way that they delivered it. This was a woman who had no children and she was not running a business, and she had truly no idea what it was like to live my life. Yet, for some reason, she was compelled to judge me. I mean, it's unfortunate. I believe this happened because society told her that you cannot be successful and have your own life and be a good mother. The statement came from a place of pure judgment, like some mother you are for being away from your child, some mother you are for chasing your dreams, or some mother you are for not dedicating every waking moment to your child. Again, this is something that society taught her and that she has ingrained in her mind that she's now projecting onto other people. And frankly, I feel sorry for her. I don't hold a grudge, although we are no longer friends for various reasons. But there's a silly stigma around parents, and especially around mothers, hence the term mom guilt. Like, not to single out dads, I think a lot of dads feel guilty as well, but there's no such thing as dad guilt. Society really believes that mothers should be spending most of their time with their kids. Somehow, in 2021, this is still a thing. And women are taught to feel guilty when they chase their own dreams instead of dedicating their lives to others, which is ingrained in us, almost subconsciously, that we have to show up for others before we show up for ourselves. We have to run ourselves ragged to give to others because that is the standard of what women do. And I think it's BS. Here is the moral of this short story. If you are a parent chasing your dreams, some people are going to judge you. They're not going to get it. And that's okay. Not everyone has to get what you're doing as long as you get it and the people that are close to you that you care about get it. It is almost inevitable that you are going to be judged. And you can use it as fuel to be even more excited about your work and even more present at home and even more strategic with how you use your time, or it can take you down and it can make you mad. It's really up to you. That is why I wanted to tell you this story today. At the time I heard this statement, it definitely did make me mad. And now I use it as fuel to prove that she's wrong. To prove that you can be a good business owner and a good professional, and you can be successful, and you can also be an amazing parent at the same time. I hope that is some good fuel for all you parents and future parents to hear going into this weekend. And if you got value out of this episode, share it with just one person who needs to hear this message. And I hope you all have an amazing, fantastic weekend.